Hi, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Lillian, and today I'm here with April Love.
Hi, Lillian. It's so nice to be here, and we're so glad that everyone's really starting to listen to all my podcasts, which is Holistic Horse Works Talks, because my first DVD is The Horses Are Talking. Are you listening?
I was wondering about horses that have been diagnosed with shivers or string halt. What do you see in these kind of horses?
So what I've noticed on all the horses presented to me that we worked on, it's usually the right hind. So I found a pattern that the right hip is usually back and tilted at an angle. And my recent clinic host had a mare that was in her mid-teens, and she'd hauled her everywhere. And vets just said, oh, it's off on the left front, you know, didn't see anything wrong with the right hind. And I'm like, that whole right hind leg stifle hoof is pointed out, and she couldn't back up. She would stress, she couldn't move the leg. And so she wasn't being ridden anymore. The owner was frantically trying to figure out something to help her horse better. I did a quick session on it. It was going to be in my level 1, 2, 3 class, but I just wanted to fix that and brought the right hip forward and the ilium ischium bone. So the hip at the top, at the top of the hip, and then the other end of that bone is, you know, near where the tail and the anus is, had actually rotated. So the tip of the ilium was in closer towards her vulva. So the hip was pointing out. So that's going to point the stifle out. So that right hind had a crushed inside heel with the hoof headed out, pointed out. And that whole leg was. So I brought that hip forward and changed the angle of that bone. And all of a sudden the horse is standing square with both hind feet pointed forward. And the owner's like, oh my God, that's the first time I've seen her like that in 10 years. And the next day she was so excited. She's still standing like that. And the next day she's still standing like that. 3 days now. So we got to work through the whole mare's body in level 1, 2, and 3, and she got to be able to trot and lope better and move better in the pasture, and it just made everyone so much happier. So what I find with that locking stifle is that the hip and the hock and the hoof are not loading correctly, so they're overstressing all the tendons in and around and ligaments of the stifle joint and hock joint. So the horse's leg is shaking or quivering when they're trying to bend the knee to bring it forward. It's kind of like if you'd been walking along and your right leg, your toe was pointed out and you've been kind of dragging your right hind in. So your psoas is going to be tighter and your knee joint hasn't been loading correctly. So you need to change the form and function, how the hoof, how the hock, how the stifle, how the hip are loading. And we've just seen all the symptoms go away. So it's an older horse. She's going to put it on Dynamite Free and Easy joint supplement that I personally feel does some repair in joints. And high doses of MSM and also Ester C. And then topically, we were doing Bigelow oil and a little bit of red light laser therapy because she's got scar tissue and adhesions around the joint and stifle area from not being able to move it correctly. And we're breaking all that down and reprogramming it. But it was just so nice to see this big, gorgeous chestnut mare moving free and easy. She was trimming her own feet so she could gradually make changes. Every day, as that whole hoof wanted to change and load correctly, she could take down a little bit of that outside flare. So it was just a great clinic that we had, and the owner and host who brought me in specifically for this mare was just so happy when we were done with level 1, 2, and 3. So don't give up. Don't own that diagnosis of overtight tendons, string halt, shivers, and the vets say, keep writing it. It's okay. Just inject the joint. It's not okay. You need to get the joints moving correctly if you want your horse to last. So you can find more information about that on my website, holistichorseworks.com. And the videos on my YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks, and my free ebook, Horse Academy 101.com. Hope to see you at a clinic in near future.